can't talk too loud. How do you like me now?
Today, Florida Ice Center in Bellevue for Predators training camp. We'll have your chance to win Kings of Leon tickets, or qualify for that, and we'll announce the winner in the 10 o'clock hour. Do that here in just a little bit. We're at Ford Ice. Dr. Crane is at the Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Game Nashville Studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. High school football, as you know, Joe and I love it very much. Big game tonight as Green Hill High School takes on Lebanon. Green Hill coming in at 4-0 on the season, and their coach Josh Crouch joins us on the program now. Coach, how you doing?
Good morning.
What, you broke up there. How you doing, Coach?
You got me. Sorry, guys. We got me.
Yeah, we got you now. Let's start with your program. I mean, 4-0 on the season, and I know that, you know, your guys kind of have to have a short memory, whether it's a win or a loss, but you have to be pleased with the start that you've had to your year.
Yeah, I think year four, kind of still expectations and standards are set, and our kids are kind of rising to that expectation right now and playing good complementary football. And anytime you've got, a good defense and a strong offense, it's a recipe for good success.
The schedule is going to get tougher as the year goes on, and you battle the elements, battle injuries and things like that. But the fact that your defense has only given up 7 points all year has to make you feel good as the head coach.
Yeah, I mean, that group's playing really strong together. We had 35 seniors last year, and 9 of them started on defense. So we've respectively got 9 new players that have stepped in and have not seen Friday night action. So for that young group to come in and be so successful has been fun to watch. And they take a little bit of pride on the defensive side of the ball. And that's where I started at, was on the defensive side. And I'm happy to see that side of the ball. Anytime you can play good defense, that travels well in November and December. So hopefully we can continue that standard of playing good, hard-nosed football.
Love it. We're talking to our good friend Josh Crouch, head football coach at Green Hill High School. All right, Coach, you're at a parade. Is it homecoming?
We are in a parade right now. We just went down 70 highways on the main road. So I apologize to anybody that is traveling into Mount Juliet. They're not probably happy with us right now. But we went all the way down 70. Now we're backing around and going to our elementary school, W.A. Wright, right now.
Yeah, somebody sent me a text and says, oh, my God, there's a bunch of cops and all those kids are out on Lebanon Road out in front of Green Hill High School. I hope things are okay. And I'm like, yeah, they're having a big parade for the football game. So I think that's fantastic. So tonight, Coach, you play Lebanon. And this is what high school football is all about. Big inter-county rival, great coach, Coach Gentry, great team. How much fun is this, the lead-up for this game tonight?
I think that's what's special about high school football, and I think that's what makes football the most purest sport that there is that you can put an entire city behind you and play a physical, tough football game. And when it's in county and you got kids that grow up together, the pride of playing for each other's city is pretty special. So I'm partial to high school football. I think it's the best football there is. This is the type of games that make that standard so high.
Lebanon's off to a kind of a rough start. I mean, they've had so many good teams, and it's tough to replace guys that move on to college, as you well know this. But what scares you about Lebanon tonight, beyond the fact of it's this huge rivalry game coming into your backyard?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at Lebanon's schedule, I think the three teams that they lost to are a combined 11-1, with that one lone loss being to Oakland. So, we're not really looking at the schedule. We know they're a good football team. Number 1, 2, and 3 are all really high-quality football players. The quarterback's a great scrambler. He's really good improvising when he's outside the pocket. So we've got to do a really good job of, one, getting off third downs, allowing our offense to get back out there. They had 16 first downs last week. So if we can kind of minimize that and get them off the field on third downs, get our offensive ball back, we feel like we can be successful.
Josh Crouch is with us. He's the head coach at Green Hill High School. And I got to tell you, I'm loving this, what I'm hearing behind you right now, and just the passion there. And, you mentioned it earlier that this program hadn't been around very, very long. But how special is it to see it, have those, like you said, expectations and have this following that it has in such a short amount of time?
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty special. And I've always known, I've worked in the county for a while and been in the area. And, you know, I knew that high school football is really important to the group that's up here. And, you know, we're passing by our elementary school right now. We got 6 and 7 year olds wearing Green Hill jerseys, and our youth league is starting to flourish and play really good football, and middle school is playing well. And, you know, it just trickles when you get a whole 6 through 18 year olds all pulling in the same direction, man. It's a fun vision. It's been awesome to kind of set, and you know, you get your own stamp on the program and starting one. So it's been difficult, and there's been a lot of people that's been pulling in the same direction, but it is really rewarding when you see the people show up on Friday nights supporting Green.
With all the change that we see in, you know, college football and obviously the pros and things like that, I mean, is it the things just feel simple on a Friday night when you're standing there on the sideline watching a game?
For me, it does, because we've got a great staff, and honestly, I can just be in control of special teams and making sure that we're managing the game correctly, and I can take care of the management of it. And you know, on Friday nights, I get a chance to look around and see the atmosphere and know that our kids are having a great time. So it's a little bit different, I feel like, in college. Although the, you know, the passion is there, I do feel like the kids play a little bit more nowadays for their high schools, and really looking forward to college ball. But I really do feel like that, you know, it truly is playing for your school and your community. And really feel like that high school football is one of the easier ones to sit back and remember. It's just a child's game, and it's filled with passion and effort and energy, and it's fun to watch them be successful on Fridays.
Amen, Coach. We're talking to Josh Crouch, head football coach at Green Hill High School. They're off to a 4-0 start. 3 games, you have a shutout. How did we give up a touchdown versus Northeast, and who do we have to make run laps for this?
Yeah, he's been singled out a couple of times last 4 weeks for that one single touchdown. Man, he's taking it a little bit, but he's taking it well. It was a slant route. We missed a tackle on. He caught it and took it to the house. So we were in good position. We just you know, I think Alex Golish said it this week. You can have good plays, but if they're executed badly, they're still a bad play.
That's a great way to put it. All right, Coach. You know, with this being said tonight. And Chase asked you about that community and everything that goes on like that. You know, it's special, you know, with the district you're in, the region you're in, a lot of tough games. But have you had a chance to just sit there and enjoy the moment, like during the day, like you've built something really special out here? And I talk to parents. I know kids that have played for you. Is it as good as it sounds? Because everybody just has the greatest compliments for you and for that community of what you're building out there.
Well, I appreciate it, and I you know, our families and parents are great. You know, and I think if we're coaching 10 games a year, I think we're missing the point of high school athletics. So I think we do a phenomenal job, I think, as our staff and our program, of building the whole kid and trying to teach them life lessons for when they graduate. And you know, the 21 run that we had where we went 11-2 and region champs and all that, I did not do a very good job of really taking that in. So I know how few and far between these starts are, so I'm trying to be a little bit more in the moment. But it's really hard when you know that you know, the kids, they depend on us to get them prepared, and you know, we win and go to the next. So we're really trying to savor that 48 hours. But it's, you know how it is, when you win, the season goes by so fast. So we're trying to savor it and go into it where, you know, we're putting our kids still in the best foot forward. You know, our kids and stuff have been great.
Well, I know how much you love those kids and that program, Coach, and I know how busy you are. So thank you for taking time out this morning.
Absolutely, man. I appreciate y'all letting us on.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck tonight. Josh Crouch with us.
Thanks,
head coach at Green Hill High School. They take on Lebanon later on tonight. You know, we love high school football here on the program.
So I'm telling
appreciate
you,
him for joining us.
That atmosphere out there at Green Hill High School, I've been to a few games,
is
what high school's all about. And they're bringing Lebanon in tonight and an inter-county battle, and these are fun games, man. This is what it's all about. Or as they say around here, the Pred, it's what it's all about.
For sure. Coming up, and you can tune into the Game Blitz tomorrow morning at 7 as they'll recap everything from Friday night. Coming up next, there's some interesting discussions in college football, you know, realignment once again, that affects a team that I believe is going to make the playoff this year. We'll discuss that coming up next and much more 615-737-1025. It's Chasing Big Joe, 1025-1063. The game tune in to 93.3 FM totally hits, totally Nashville tomorrow as the Blue Raiders take on Duke at Floyd Stadium. Pre-game at 1:30, kickoff at 3. MTSU coverage on 93.3 totally hits, totally Nashville is presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV.